I do love my Sleep Number bed. You know, 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. Ah, could split up the old relationship. But I don't want that to happen. Because the Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. I may have just saved your relationship right there. Yeah, you can send me a note. Say, thank you for saving my marriage. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart, they automatically adjust. So you both stay sleeping comfortably all through the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. I don't know if your bed does that. Probably not. You just hit them in the head. My Sleep Number is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses, but listen to this. They last twice as long. Over 90% of owners recommend them. I do. I'm one of them. Go in during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week now through Monday and save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
What was that?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Whoa, whoa.
Did you hear that?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Is that a...
It's
a turkey.
Thanksgiving today.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
From the Bobby Bones Show. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Hey, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody. All show long, we'll have artists talking about what they're thankful for, what we're thankful for. Hope you wake up and maybe going for a little run this morning.
Yes, before and after.
Yeah, or not at all. Yeah, football today.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This Bosu Body Bar restaurant, they found a way around the rule that you can't feed the homeless with the leftovers. Because the rule is you can't just take food at the end of the night and go, okay, everybody, come get the free food. And so what happens is when the shifts are over, employees take out these brown paper bags of food that's given to them, and they leave them on the street for homeless people in need. They say, quote, when we close the doors for the day, we promise to leave bags of food outside. They're not breaking the law.
Nope.
They're not passing it out.
Nope.
The employees get free food, and so what they choose to do with it is they put it in a bag and they leave it out there for people who need it.
Genius.
It's a good way to work around the system right there. Yep. I see you.
It's a Bobby Bones Show.
Thanksgiving.
It's our Bobby Bones Show Thanksgiving. I've got Tim McGraw and Faith Hill here. Tim, what's your favorite Thanksgiving Day tradition?
Of course, my favorite Thanksgiving tradition is the food. Just sitting around eating so much food that you fall asleep during the football game afterwards. I mean, I always love watching the football game, but you know, having family over and friends over and Faith and Gracie get in the kitchen and they just sort of tear up the whole kitchen and make some great stuff. And Maggie makes the Parker House rolls, which are always fantastic. So for me, it's the food and the fellowship with the family.
Faith, what is something you're thankful for this year?
Thankful for my family. This time last year, we lost our mom, my mom. And so it makes us extra, extra grateful to have everyone healthy and around us this Thanksgiving season. And I'm just grateful that we get to do what we love to do for a living. Feel blessed.
Tim, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for a ton this year. Certainly to be able to work with my wife, the health of our family. I'm thankful that my stepdad Joe's recovering from not feeling so well. The most thankful thing I am is for this year to get over with and we move into the next year.
All right, guys, that's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Come on.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
There are two rules to being a model Thanksgiving guest. So if you're going somewhere, there are two rules. One, don't wait until you're there to be like, ooh, I can't eat this. I can't eat. You got to let any restrictions, you got to let people know.
Dietary restrictions, yes.
Yes, before you get there. And two, don't admit you don't like a dish.
Oh.
Just shut up.
Yeah, just don't eat
smart.
It. Yeah. Don't be like, ew, who made this?
Yeah, like that doesn't look, what is that? Just
keep it to yourself.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are your two rules. Hope all Thanksgivings are good. And Merry Thanksgiving.
Is it okay to say one's better than, like, ooh, oh, man, yeah. These mashed potatoes are great.
Yeah, you don't have to say it over something.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But I wouldn't be like, those mashed potatoes are way better than that sweet potato casserole. Like, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Show.
Now, welcome to Thursday, and it's about positivity right now. Tell me something good. It's always about bringing some good news to the show.
Tell me something good.
Kind of on a kidney kick right now because I'm fascinated with people who donate kidneys. Fascinated with it. Like, what a selfless thing to do. Kids know teachers are there to help them, but this Iowa teacher was like, I got you. Nancy Bluer is 4-year-old Camden's preschool teacher, and the little boy said something about his dad being on dialysis. She was like, let me see. What? Huh? So she went and got tested, and she donated the kidney to the kid's dad.
Wow.
How about that?
Awesome. Wow.
I just told you something good. Drop the paper.
Yeah, you did.
Amy, you're up.
Well, shout out to Nurse Stephanie T, who is making little tiny superhero capes for babies in the NICU unit. She is a nurse there, so she sees tons of babies in and out, and she said the little capes that she makes represents how strong the babies are and what they fight through. They are little superheroes. So she makes them and surprises the families. So they come in to check on their baby in the little NICU unit, and they see their little baby as a tiny cape.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Lunchbox.
Katie Murphy is 14 years old. She's in eighth grade, and they're learning all about strokes in her science class. And she's like, man, this is never going to be in my life. Why am I doing this? Teacher puts on a video, so she watches the video. A week later, she's at her house, and her mom's having a stroke, and she goes, I saw this in science class. Oh, my goodness. Calls 911, saves her mom's life.
Wow.
So, what'd you learn there? Pay attention in science class.
Did you pay attention?
No. Oh. Science was my least favorite subject.
Yeah, same.
That's a good story. I saw that, too. I was like, that was crazy.
It's a Bobby Bones Show.
Thanksgiving.
It's a Bobby Bones Show. Thanksgiving. I've got Kenny Chesney here, and we're talking about Thanksgiving traditions. Kenny, fill in the blank. My Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without this.
I don't think Thanksgiving would be the same if it wasn't for, obviously, my grandmother, who has been such a huge part of our Thanksgiving tradition. My grandfather died in 1990, but we've had such a close family all these years, and the family has grown and grown and grown. My cousins have kids now, and so we still go to the same house, but there's like 10 times the people. So we all literally get in line and we hold hands and we say the blessing. And that's just kind of the tradition. You know, it's a really wonderful time to be together, and we all get our plates, and now most of us have to sit on the floor because there's no more tables to sit at. But you know, it's just a part of it. You know, I'm so busy and so gone all year long that's a moment that I really look forward to, is just being around. You know, it's odd to have to say that you have to reconnect with your family every year, but when you're gone all the time, that's kind of the way it is for me. But it's something that I look forward to, and Thanksgiving is just a really special moment of connection for me and a lot of people.
It's been quite a year, especially for you. What are you most thankful for this year?
I think this has been such an interesting year on a lot of levels, on a lot of people's lives. You know, I've seen devastation in the Caribbean. I've seen devastation in Florida with a lot of things that have happened within our format in country music in Vegas and all the wildfires in California and all the hurricanes in Texas. I think I'm just thankful for the, I guess I'm just most thankful for the human spirit and how resilient everybody is, and how in the middle of all this chaos, how everyone has come together and helped everyone. And I've seen that firsthand, especially with hurricane relief and with everybody that's helped in that area. It's just really made me really thankful that I can help, and that everyone else and that I know that has helped. Just the human spirit has been really wonderful this year.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Worth, Texas. A man went in to get some lunch, comes back out, and his car has been broken into. Someone stole his laptop and his bag, and he's like, man, I'm never going to find it. A couple hours later, he gets a text. Hey, what's the password to your computer?
Oh, you got
to
be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Because his business card was in the bag, the woman that stole it texted him and wanted...
You got to be kidding me. Okay, so how does this end?
So then they just track the phone number, and they arrest her.
She texted him. Like, he's going to reply back, oh, yeah, the password's sunset on a rainy day. Capital S, capital R.
Oh, man, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Wow.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right. 80% of couples admit to going to bed at a different time because one of them wants to do this. Amy, take your guess now.
Eat.
Oh, just eat.
That's like, intense.
Sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky snacks.
Sneaky.
Yeah, eat more.
Does your husband do that because you don't let him eat?
No, we go to bed at the same time.
Yeah, but then he probably stays awake. Right?
Oh, like eats. He gets back up?
He sneaks out. not eat. Lunchbox?
That's easy. Read.
Oh, read.
Oh, wow.
Dang
it. What?
Yeah. Eddie?
Watch a TV show. Hit me.
That was too easy. That's too obvious.
Never going to get it. Never going to get it. I'm going to take one caller after this, see if they get it, and then we'll do Amy's Morning Corny. One of the couple goes, you go to bed. I'm going to stay awake and do this. The never going to get it, 80% of couples say, well, we go to bed at different times because one of us does this. Allison in Ohio, you get one shot. Go ahead.
Okay, so can I change my answer because I called in and said something else, but Eddie said watch TV.
Yeah, you go ahead. I don't care. You can say whatever you want. As long as you didn't Google it. Promise me. Say,
No, I didn't.
Repeat after me. I?
Okay.
No, repeat after me. Google. Allison, repeat after me.
I.
Allison?
Allison.
Well, did not Google answer.
Did not Google an answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Eat?
Amy said that.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't hear her.
Yeah, I know. Lunchbox?
Social media. Hang out on social media.
No, the answer is shop online. Nobody wins.
So that's women.
Yeah, that's it.
That's women.
There you go.
The Morning Corny.
Who does a mummy take on a date?
Who does a mummy take on a date?
Oh, any old girl he can dig up.
That was the Morning Corny.
Excellent delivery.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're getting applause. When you get laughs and applause, that's the best. Excellent delivery this morning. Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And man, here we go again. 2017, the year of Thanksgiving.
The year of Thanksgiving.
I guess they're all years.
Yet another Thanksgiving.
Every year it happens.
We'll go around twice, and you get to add one dish to Thanksgiving. Now, don't be the person that leaves out the turkey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is our ultimate. Go ahead, Amy, you're up first.
Okay, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Lunchbox.
Ham.
Boo.
Ham.
Yeah. What did I just say?
Your first round draft pick is ham.
It's weak sauce.
All right, but that's his. All right, Eddie.
I'm bringing the homemade pumpkin pie.
Damn, that's getting out. Okay.
With Cool Whip.
That's going to be my first round pick, too. Oh, man.
Uh-oh, I stole your pick.
But he's got ham. But it's like, I'm just going to put turkey on there. I'm going to have to bite the bullet and put turkey on there because you guys are going to leave it off.
Well, we want turkey more than we want ham.
I know. Turkey, fine.
Did it.
All right, Amy.
Dressing.
Okay, is that dressing, stuffing, the same
thing? Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy, guys. Rolls! Gotta have the rolls!
Rolls are good.
Woo! Grandma making her homemade rolls. Oh, my goodness.
Eddie?
I'm going to do the mashed potatoes with extra butter.
Mm, do we get gravy?
Extra milk, and I'll bring some gravy, too.
Is it white gravy or is it brown gravy?
Brown gravy.
No!
White gravy?
What? Brown gravy at Thanksgiving,
boo.
Duh. No.
Brown? Get out of here,
This isn't chicken fried steak. No. This is Thanksgiving.
Boo.
Brown gravy all day long.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
And for the wrap-up, I'm going to take...
Don't bring it.
What
don't,
is it? What?
Don't.
Do this. Wait,
don't
what do are y'all freaking
what?
Out about?
Oh, no.
Bring I won't it. Need it if you
oh,
bring it.
Oh, I know what you need.
I'm going to bring
gravy, guys.
Chicken fried steak.
No.
What? We already have ham and turkey.
But I love chicken fried steak.
No, you need gravy.
It's my Thanksgiving.
Mac and cheese.
We need to bring
what?
What I want.
Yes.
No, that's it. No more. We have three meats.
Man. Gross.
Okay, and sausage.
Okay, brisket.
Okay. Now, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
It's a Bobby Bones Show.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, it's a Bobby Bones Show. Thanksgiving. I've got Keith Urban here. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions. Keith, what's one of your favorites?
Without doubt. Just my favorite Thanksgiving tradition is having everybody in our house. Sometimes our family comes over from Australia. Huge feast. We invite a lot of our friends over, of course, and it's just a great time for everybody.
Tell me about your first Thanksgiving here in the States.
The very first Thanksgiving I ever had here, a friend of mine said there was all these desserts on the table, and I'm like, well, which one do I try? And he goes, you have to try one of everything, because every aunt who brought one is looking to make sure that everyone tries theirs. So I'm like, there's like 12 desserts on this table. He's like, yeah, you have to try one of everything. And they're watching.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is here. If you don't try someone's food, they won't let you forget about it. And last, what are you thankful for this year?
This year, I'm most thankful for my family, my friends, and the country music community.
Thursday's going good. A guy proposed to his girlfriend with a tattoo. Tell me what you think about this, okay? He got a tattoo, and it said, will you marry me? And then it had two boxes. Yes or no. And then gave her a marker. And she had to check yes or no.
I'm not going to look. You just check one.
A marker or a tattoo gun?
It's a tattoo gun. When I saw it, I thought she was marking it.
No.
She tattooed.
Wow, she got to actually. So this was like a. Wow.
Like, what if she would she tattooed yes? What if she would tattooed no? And he just had to live with that.
That's so awkward.
Going in, you know she's saying yes. You're not doing that tattoo unless you know she's saying yes.
But don't you know with most proposals, they're saying yes?
Yes.
To be fair.
Yes.
I thought it was. You think it's creative or stupid, Amy?
Creative, I guess.
Ooh, you're borderline.
Because
huh?
I wouldn't do it ever. That's crazy town. Giving somebody else a tattoo.
Creative or stupid?
Creative.
Lunchbox?
Stupid. I mean, that is the dumbest thing you can put on your body besides the girl's name, because it's going to be there the rest of your life, and more than likely, you're going to break up. Half of the marriages end in divorce, so that's just dumb.
I think that stat's old.
Yeah, stop with your statistics.
Eddie? It's creative. It's creative because, I mean, if she checks no, you can just erase the no one and then try to get on someone else. You know what I'm saying?
You only have to undo that part of the tattoo?
Yeah, just the check.
His skin starts to get really irritated right there.
There's like a red check that's erased. It's like when you erase paper. I think it's good because if it means something to her, and two, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of everybody proposing the same way.
You're right.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty romantic. And she did say yes, and they're going to get married. And they should tattoo the wedding rings on each other.
Oh, yeah. Just tattoo everything from now on.
Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on. All right, I'll give you the fun fact about the artist. You give me the artist. Now, we'll start off hard. And you can yell at any time. And that's how you're buzzing in. You got to name the artist by the fun fact. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Number one. His first musical performance was a guitar recital when he was 6 years old. He left high school at the age of 15. He plays bass guitar, drums, keyboard, and guitar, and writes songs in the shower. His biggest pet peeve is people who don't look you in the eye when they shake your hand. His favorite sports are bowling and nine.
Amy. Vince Gill.
Incorrect. You've now been eliminated.
Ooh.
His favorite sports are bowling and nine ball, which is pool. His first big job in music was a road guitarist for Brooks and Dunn, the Dixie Chicks, and Alan Jackson. And you can find him in the music video for Alan Jackson's 1993 hit, Mercury Blues.
Lunchbox. Toby Keith.
No. Eddie, you're the only one left. I'll give you one last hint.
All right.
Not from America.
Keith Urban. That video.
The Mercury Blues video?
Yep.
Gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Good one. Mm. All right, here we go. Number two. Ready? Here we go.
Bowling.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a bowler.
Name the artist by the fun fact. You ready? His parents gave him a guitar and a microphone when he was a teenager. So a little late, but a guitar and a mic at the same time. By 15, he was using a sound system and mic to sing at local churches and events. He would take it with him and go perform. His cousin was a member of the Grascals, a famous bluegrass band that plays at the Grand Ole Opry a lot, and was a member of Dolly Parton's band, too. He opened for Taylor Swift at one point on the Red Tour. This is the one that's going to give it to you.
Amy.
Go ahead, Amy.
Brett Eldridge.
The last one was he dated a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the weird thing about that was we weren't, not I say allowed, I can say whatever I want, but we hung out with them and we're like, eh, don't, we're not going to say anything. Because it was like, are they dating? And we were hanging out with both of them.
We never did.
Legit.
And we didn't say anything. Like, we know we hung, what?
Well, I mean, it had come up like in the skinny about something like, you know, is it happening? And then, like, that night we were, like, hanging out with them. We were like, oh, shoot.
So are they not together anymore?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I didn't follow up on that.
No, they're not together. Stop it with that. Stop it with that.
That was, like, a year ago.
We're talking about Brett here. Stop it with that.
Okay.
All right, you ready for this one? Name that artist. She wrote her first song at age 12. The song was called Oh Mama. It was a last-minute gift for Mother's Day. She performed in our school's glee club, was a dancer for 10 years growing up. She played an ostrich in Peter Pan. She said she'd be a hair and makeup artist if she didn't have a music career. And this one's going to give it away. Originally from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Eddie. Oh, I'm Kelsey Ballerini. If you're going to hold me,
hold me like I'm leaving. If you're
Peter Pan. I like that Peter Pan.
I believe you're our winner, Eddie.
All right. I've never won this game.
You haven't?
No.
Dude, you're starting to be the king of all games.
I love games.
Or as I think I'm starting to call you, the Coag.
The what? Oh,
king of all games. The love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I'll just call you Cog, the king of games.
The Coag is better.
Yeah, Coag is awkward.
Hi, this is Joshua David Stein, host of the Fatherly Podcast, the perfect podcast for the imperfect parent. Join us as we talk to dads like Ken Burns, Tom Colicchio, and John Legend about fatherhood. Listen free by searching for the Fatherly Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcast.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
Any Thanksgiving traditions you guys still do?
No.
None?
No, I mean, before we eat, we always go around and say what we're thankful for, but doesn't everybody?
Well, at my Thanksgiving, it'll just be Mike D and I.
Oh, well, that'll go quick.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to talk about?
Well, we always talk. Mike D and I are together all the time.
Yeah. So what do you guys talk about?
Yeah, he doesn't really talk much.
Not at all.
And I don't either.
So my question is, what are y'all going to talk about?
Yeah. Do you think that y'all will do that? Do you think y'all will sit down, put the napkins in your lap, and then be like, so what are you thankful for?
We've had 100 meals together.
No, but it's Thanksgiving. It's a little bit different. You set the table. You sit there. You talk about, again, are y'all going to talk about what you're thankful for?
Probably not.
No?
Probably not. No, I think we already do talk about that in normal life.
Oh, man.
Will you sit at the table or are you going to sit in front of the TV? I feel like you two...
I will sit in front of the TV.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's better.
Yeah, like we have the same taste in like TV. We both love this documentary that came out. One of my favorite movies ever is Man on the Moon from Jim Carrey was in it, by Andy Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a documentary on how Jim Carrey did that movie and he stayed in character the whole time. And it's called Jim and Andy.
Ooh, I'm going to see that.
It is nuts. Jim Carrey's nuts.
You write that down.
But he's so crazy that you're like, I get it. He's so crazy. So we'll probably talk about that some.
Okay.
But I watched it as a recommendation. I loved it. Because I love Andy Kaufman. Died when I was born. But he's not in comedy. What? He just makes people feel things, like awkward or angry.
Yeah.
Like that.
Isn't there a thing like, or is he dead?
Well, his thing was, he said he was going to fake his death and he would come back a certain amount of years later.
Mm-hmm.
But he died. Or did he?
Yeah,
but,
that's the thing.
But anyway, that's one of the funniest jokes to me, is that people have always wondered,
yeah,
is he still going to come back? Because he would always mess with people. So anyway, that's a good documentary if you want to watch that.
For something? Okay.
Yeah. I just like that. I like Man on the Moon a lot. You know R.E.M. when they sing...
A Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
Man on the Moon.
So some of the lyrics are about Andy Kaufman.
Oh, interesting.
The song's about him.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's not about a man on the moon, like...
Neil Armstrong.
He says, put a man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
He also says, Andy, what'd you think about this one?
Yeah. Tell me where you locked in. Yeah. Andy. Tell me where you goofing on Elvis, baby. Because he did a whole bit where he was Elvis Presley.
Oh, man. I'm so blown away. I thought it was only about the NASA guy.
Nope.
Lance Armstrong?
No, Neil.
I called him Neil like 2 minutes
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
My trainer did another prayer over me yesterday.
That's so kind.
I always feel like...
And thoughtful.
It is, and I like it, because I always feel a little more at peace, but I go... These workouts are grueling. I'm getting in real good shape, too, because I'm training to fight. I probably never fight.
Yeah, but you're...
But now I'm starting to think about it a little bit. Like, I've been training for like a month, and I think maybe I just, like, fight Eddie, and he didn't even know it. Like,
why me?
Because I can win that one.
You don't think you can beat Lunchbox?
Yeah, but I'll start weaker first. I need to work my way up.
Okay.
Work my way up to the ranks.
I got you.
It goes Eddie first, Lunchbox second, and then I take Ray third.
Yeah. What about Mike D? Where does he fall in that?
He did. He's in a different class.
Oh, man. What about me?
I got you. Amy, stop.
What? Equal. We're equal here.
All right, do it.
We were doing ground and pound yesterday.
What is that?
It's where you get on the ground and you pound.
Oh, yes. We've talked about that.
It's like on the ground fighting.
Yeah.
You're like on the ground. If you're fighting with someone, you're rolling on the ground.
Got it.
You're like, what do you do if you're in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
But my trainer's always like, your goal is not to fight somebody. Your goal is to get out of there as soon as possible. So what I'm teaching you is how to leave a fight. Like, somebody's attacking you, boom, boom, bam, bam, and then get out.
Oh, I thought you put them in a sleeper.
So you're just running sprints? Like, to run?
No, I'm already good at running from people. I can do that just fine. But I had a really tough workout. And there are three stages in my workouts. One, almost vomit. Correct. Two, almost quit. And three, almost cry.
Okay.
And if I can make all three without doing almost, it's a good workout. But I finish, and in tough workouts, he prays. He's like, you know, dear Lord, thank you for work. And I was like, dang, that feels good.
Like, what does he pray for? Like, what is it? Like, to give you
He didn't pray strength? For, like, the workout.
Oh,
he was like, thank you for letting him have the courage and the strength to come today and to want to make his body stronger, and hopefully it makes his mind stronger. But I never had that happen before.
That's pretty cool.
Ever. I'm just like, that... I'm exhausted, and it's like this cathartic, like, wow, like I feel good.
Yeah.
And the first time he was like, do you mind if I pray over you after your workout? Because I was hurting. And I was like, I don't mind at all. Like, I don't understand. But now every time I kind of want a prayer, so I like work extra hard. So
if
I think,
he doesn't, you're like, hey.
I'm like, I don't work hard enough to get a prayer.
Yeah.
It's a reward system.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby's like waiting for you. He's like, guess I'm going to go now.
Anything you want to say? Anybody you want to talk to upstairs before I leave?
Yeah.
You want to send a message to anybody? But yeah, anybody? It's good, man. Get your bones on, Bobby Bones Show. A lot of people on vacation this week. When you go on vacation, do you take on debt?
No. It's plan. My husband. No. If we would, we wouldn't do the trip.
Is that because of your husband?
Yeah. He's pretty on top of things like that. I'd be like, let's figure it out later. We only live once. Let's go.
Amy's YOLOing.
But Panama City. I can be pretty responsible, just sometimes I don't pay attention.
Gulf Shores, YOLO!
Yeah, YOLO. And my husband's like, actually, not YOLO.
Will you take on debt?
We take on a little bit of debt, but we try to use a little gift certificate here. Or if we got friends with points at a hotel, we say, hey, can you throw us the points? And
you can transfer points?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You ask your friends to throw you points?
Throw me some points. Give me a hotel room for a couple nights. That's how you do it. You got to barter.
Oh, that's so Eddie?
Oh, no debt. No. I'm already in like serious debt in life. So when we go on vacation, I'm actually getting made fun of from my wife and my family because I say like, nope, we're not doing fun stuff.
We've had a lot of Dave Ramsey in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, don't. About 74% of Americans go into debt to pay for a getaway. It's about $1,100 on summer vacation.
Getaway's supposed to be relaxing. I feel like if I was going into debt for that, it'd be stressful.
Wait till you have kids. Very stressful. They're going to want to do go-karts, miniature golf.
No, stop. We're not teaching my kids about any of that stuff.
Kids are
do they don't know about it. Like,
What do you think I said?
Oh, you said something else.
That's a lot more expensive than go-karts, buddy.
What did you say? I don't know what y'all think.
All the guys are laughing, so I don't know what I said.
And it lasts longer than vacation, man.
What are you talking about?
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so there's a segment we do called Time Marches On. And basically it's us finding the little moments in our life and realizing that time marches on. And there's nothing we can do about it except get older and accept it and be happy with it.
Time marches on.
So we'll go around the room. If you have one, feel free to raise your hand. Because I'll go first. This is what brought it up. My doctor, I'd go get a physical. Healthy as a horse. He's like, I can tell you're eating right. You're physically fit. Your blood, you're good.
Wow.
He said, Bob, I'm going to send you a prescription. You need to go get it. And you know, so I go in. I don't know what it is. He says something. When the doctors talk, I'm always like, blah, blah, blah. I'll just go take the medicine, right? So I go to the doctor. No, I go to the pharmacist because he calls it. And they're like, okay, here's your medicine. And they say, okay, so this is apparently for your cholesterol.
And I'm like, my cholesterol?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
They were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol or something. I don't even know there's two different kinds of cholesterol.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
And they were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol, so you need to take this medicine. Or I don't even know. All I know is I'm not taking medicine for cholesterol. Yeah. With that, I say, time marching on.
It's pretty bad.
37, and I'm on cholesterol medicine. But my doctor was like, people act like that, you know, all these diseases are what kills them. He goes, heart disease kills people.
Oh.
Like blood. So fix your cholesterol. I was like, time marches on, doc.
Time marches on.
Raise your hand if you have one. Amy?
Mine goes back to when I started watching that show, 13 Reasons Why. And one of the kids there in the show, like, goes to his dad because he gets these tapes in the mail. And he's like, hey, dad, where's your radio thing? And his dad's like, you mean my boombox? And he's like, yeah, whatever it's called. Does it play tapes? And the dad's like, yeah. Like, the kid did not even know what it was called to, like, play a cassette tape.
Netflix kids don't know cassette tapes. Time marches on. Lunchbox?
I'm at the store the other day, and I look over, and I'm like, man, that looks really cool. I bought myself some houseplants.
Wow, you thought a houseplant was cool?
An indoor?
Indoor houseplant. I was like, man, that looked kind of cool in the house.
Wow, look at that. Wow. Eddie, do you have one?
The other day I was watching TV and that commercial came on. You know which one I'm talking about? The Volkswagen commercial where, like, they keep switching out cars because they're making babies and the car's rocking in the commercial. And I yelled at the TV like, that's so inappropriate. Why would they have that in a commercial? And my wife looks at me and goes, oh my gosh, you're so old. Like, that's not inappropriate. This is a commercial.
I saw that commercial and I rewound it and watched it three times because it was so funny.
I don't know the commercial.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen
it. But if you're yelling at commercials, yeah.
That's old man stuff.
You're an old man. You whippersnappers and you're a commercial. Hey, time marches on, everybody. Don't forget it. As soon as you forget it, don't blink. It'll be gone.
Oh.
Don't blink. No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Right, if you're listening right now, it's Thanksgiving Day and maybe you're out in the car. Leaving the woods. Maybe you got your phone on because you're annoyed with the family. I don't know. Probably a lot of reasons. I don't know. But I hope Thanksgiving goes awesome. Or has gone awesome, depending when you're listening to this. We're very thankful for you listening to the show. Happy Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, it's Christmas music out the butt.
So, yeah.
Really?
Oh, no. I love Christmas music.
It's just too much, too quick. I think we should just slowly get
I don't know
it.
About it being out the butt, but I love Christmas
music. Yeah, well, that's where it's going to be, out the butt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Are we on tomorrow? Kind of. All right. We'll see you soon. Who knows? Amy will be back. I don't even know what's happening with the
sooner the better.
Show. Yeah, bye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.